Think about just walking down the street, going to school, maybe heading to the market, simple things, right?
Should be.
But for many girls in Nigeria, those everyday moments can actually feel quite unsafe.
That's exactly what we're looking into today. Why girls often feel unsafe in public spaces there.
And crucially, how you, our listener, can understand this better and maybe even help through a really interesting initiative.
Yes, we're drawing on reflections and experiences shared directly by girls themselves. This comes from a project called Voices at the Table.
So this isn't just statistics, it's real life.
Real perspectives, exactly.
Okay, so our goal here is pretty clear. Understand the issues and understand how people can participate in Voices at the Table. Let's jump in. Where are these feelings of being unsafe cropping up most often?
Well, based on what the girls are sharing, several places come up again and again. The journey to and from school is a big one.
Just getting an education becomes risky.
Potentially, yeah. Markets too, local shops, places you need to go for daily life. And transport hubs, definitely. Bus stops. Even the Keke stops those three-wheel taxis common in Nigeria. They mentioned feeling vulnerable there.
It's unsettling how these completely normal, necessary places are flagged. Is it only physical location?
No, not at all. The digital world is a major part of this too.
Ah, right.
Online spaces, group chats, comment sections on social media.
Yeah.
These are frequently mentioned as places where girls face harassment or just feel uncomfortable.
And even, I think I read, schools themselves, places of worship.
Sadly, yes. Even spaces that you'd assume are sanctuaries aren't always immune.
So what is happening in these spaces? What makes them feel unsafe? What are the girls actually, experiencing?
It ranges, but it often involves things like harassment, unwelcome attention, disrespect.
Like what specifically?
A common example given was men just making comments on the street, especially, say, after school when girls are walking home.
Right, that kind of casual, everyday harassment.
Exactly. And sometimes it's more direct. We heard about verbal harassment happening in classrooms. One girl actually felt she had to change schools because it got so bad.
Wow, okay, that's serious. Changing schools is a huge disruption.
It really is. It shows the real-world impact. It affects their education, their opportunities, their well-being. It's not just a fleeting feeling of discomfort.
You mentioned something else too, a kind of self-censorship.
Yes, that was a strong theme. Girls deliberately limiting where they go, what activities they do, maybe not staying late for tutoring or avoiding certain routes, all because of fear. That's a huge, often invisible consequence.
That really underscores the need for change, which brings us, I think, to Voices at the Table. Tell us about that. What is this initiative?
Right. Voices at the Table is essentially a platform. It's created for girls in Nigeria to share their experiences, their opinions on issues that directly affect them.
And right now, the focus is squarely on this issue of safety in public spaces.
Correct. The idea is to make sure the voices aren't just, collected, but actually heard and used to push for real change. And importantly, privacy is key. They use end-to-end encryption to protect the stories shared.
That's crucial. So how can people get involved, especially our listeners? How can they connect with or support this?
Well, for girls in Nigeria, there are two main ways to participate directly. They can go to the website. It's itakeactions.org voices.
Okay. Itakeactions.org voices.
Yep. And there, they can share their story online. They can write it, record a voice note, or even make a short video.
Different options. That's good.
And the second way is requesting to join a physical sharing session. Information for that is also on the website.
So direct participation for girls there. What about listeners elsewhere?
Understanding and amplifying these voices is key. Knowing the issues, maybe sharing information about the platform itself. Awareness is the first step.
Got it. Are there any guidelines for the girls sharing their stories? You mentioned privacy.
Yes, it's designed to feel safe. They make it clear you can skip any question you're not comfortable with.
Okay.
They also recommend not using full names unless someone feels completely okay with that.
Right. Anonymity is an option.
Definitely. And they state up front that stories might be used anonymously or with explicit permission in a final report. The goal is to raise awareness more broadly, maybe
Well,
influence policy.
it really highlights the power of individual stories, doesn't it, when brought together like this?
Absolutely. It's about turning personal experience into collective evidence for change.
And by understanding this, by engaging with what's shared through Voices at the Table, even indirectly, you, the listener, can be part of that shift towards safer communities.
Precisely. It helps influence those who have the power to make changes.
So maybe a final thought for everyone listening. Just take a second to think about your own feelings of safety in public spaces. And then consider how powerful it can be when individual stories like the ones being gathered by Voices at the Table come together.
Yeah, how that collective voice can actually start to build safer environments for everyone. It's worth thinking about.
Maybe check out that website, itakeactions.org/voices. See what you learn.